Hello. Top of the evening.
Hi, how are you doing?
Swell.
This is Tommy Mischke Show?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to talk with Tommy for a second.
Your first name?
Larry.
Hold on, Larry. Mischke.
Hi, Mischke.
Hi.
Listen, Tommy, I wanted to ask you a question.
Fire!
Why do you make fun of my name in that commercial? It's not a goofy name, Larry. I think the Larry Diamond would be really nice.
Oh, the RF Moeller commercial. Play that one, Boomer, so people know what the heck Larry's talking about. How come everyone and their mother is calling right now? Did I say something I shouldn't have? We'll find out. Hang on, Larry. R.F. Moeller Jeweler, the ideal place for an ideal trip with an ideal bit of white blotter. No, what is it? Oh, hit it. Mischke here for R.F. Moeller Jeweler. I have some advertising rules that should be adopted by the state legislature and signed into law by the governor. All right?
No!
Rule number one. It'll be against the law for any jeweler out there to tell you a phony story of who they are, to misrepresent how cheap they sell their diamonds. That happens out there. It's going to be against the law to call your staff experts when their expertise is nothing more than telling the client whatever you tell them to tell the client.
Ha!
It's going to be against the law to claim that your diamonds are unique when all you've done is come up with a goofy new name for the diamonds. Now, I have a get-out-of-jail-free card for you. Buy your diamonds and fine jewelry from R.F. Moeller, a jeweler who lives by the letter of the law. They don't claim to be something they're not. They say they have the highest-trained staff in the jewelry business because they do. They don't sell some diamond they call the Larry Diamond. They sell what's recognized to be the world's most beautiful diamond.
Oh,
the ideal
cut. I remember that. The Larry Diamond. Yeah. Larry is an interesting name. Do you go by Larry generally, or do you throw in the Lawrence and again?
It's Larry on my birth certificate. It was a compromise by my parents. My real name is Lazarus.
Larry, do you ever get angry? I'd like to have you call sometime when you're angry. Do you ever throw things around? I'd like to see you have a temper tantrum. You sound like somebody who...
Well, Tommy, I mean, I'm a lonely guy. I listen to the radio. I enjoyed your show. But then you... And I looked up to you, and you know, and then you say my name, Goofy. I'm sure I'd love to cut Lazard. Diamond is beautiful, but...
A Larry Diamond wouldn't sell. And I don't think that's a slam on your name as much as it is a recognition that the name doesn't go with that precious stone.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm having such poor luck here. I mean, it's been 20 years since I've even had coffee with a woman. And now...
Larry.
My name is Goofy.
Well,
Goofy Larry. And it's even worse than it was before for anyone that listens to your show.
Larry, I'd like to help you.
You can't help. Just take that commercial off and be proud of your product. I mean, you've got a great product, but please don't call my name Goofy and make fun of my name. It's not nice. Not right.
Larry,
you're so big and I'm such a little guy. Come on.
Larry, you're hurting tonight. I can hear it in your voice and I want to be there for you. What's been going on the female front?
Nothing.
Why?
Ever since my divorce in 1983. I haven't had a date since 1985.
Larry, what do you chalk that up to?
I don't know. But what I'm saying is what you say doesn't help. The Midwesterners, people in Upper Midwest, see the name Larry as being goofy?
Well, they see the name Larry and a lot of the romance goes out the window.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But I don't think that's the issue here, because a lot of people are seeing you before they're hearing your name, and I'm wondering why they don't show interest right off the bat.
Well, I'm ugly.
Ouch.
You heard the old joke. The doctor said that I had a year to live. I told him I wanted a second opinion. He says, yeah, you're ugly, too.
Well, at least you can laugh.
At least you can laugh.
Please don't make fun of us. It's hard enough.
What do you do all day, Larry?
I'm disabled.
Well, the story just keeps getting brighter.
I do gardening, and I fix the house, and then I start school soon, and whatever.
I'm an ugly, disabled guy who can't get a date.
All I've got is my name.
Disabled guy who can't get a date, and what's worse, let me tell you now, my parents name me Larry. Holy cow!
Hey, Tommy? Huh? Tommy? Is that old fellow call up again, the one that sings the songs? Is he?
Yeah, he calls all the time.
What's his name again?
Undertaker Fred.
Fred, oh, I really like Fred. Just say hello to Fred and thank him for me for all those great songs he sings.
I will, Larry. I'm glad you called.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Larry!
Hello.
Hey, I was just wondering, Mishki thinks about the comet coming towards us.
There's a comet coming towards us?
Yeah, they NASA launched a probe, like, January 12th, and, like, I'm just curious what his thoughts are on, or your thoughts are on that.
Well, I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell of a comet coming this way and hurting us in any way, shape, or form.